Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the Nines. Grant Wayman is here, and man, what a crazy weekend, huh?
I tell you what, yeah, at least the wind's calming down here. The strongest wind gusts I could find were right around Centerville, Farmington, where we're still seeing some gusts in the 40-mile-an-hour range, but that's just a little more than usual for this, you know, time of day. So nothing terribly strong, and they should even be dying down today. So fairly calm for us, lots of sun. We warm up, 68 the high, really nice-looking afternoon. Tomorrow gets warmer, mid-70s, lots of sunshine, and we are on our way up to near 80 on Wednesday. Sunshine, a little bit of a south breeze. A very warm day on Thursday, 82, mostly sunny early, a few more clouds late. South winds will be blowing that day. To warm things up. And then it cools on Friday. Mostly cloudy skies. We're up to about 70 degrees. Just a few scattered showers in the works. Right now, it looks like the weekend will be a little cooler, back in the 60s, mix of sun and clouds. At this point, we'll say scattered showers both Saturday and Sunday.
All right. And it's time for the Ask Grant segment here. Can I ask you just about those winds over the weekend?
Let's talk about it.
Yeah. We were talking with Kevin last week, I guess Friday, in anticipation
exactly,
of the weekend.
Exactly, yeah, the forecast came out Friday. Yeah.
And these weren't the traditional canyon winds, right? They just kind of came over the Wasatch Mountains.
Right, downslope winds. So this will happen now and then, where sometimes if the winds aloft are strong enough and you've got a system that's strong enough, it not only, you know, funnels those winds to the canyons, but they literally come down the slope. And there's something also about the topography of those mountains in Davis County, too, that have something to do with it. Usually when we get a weather pattern like that and the winds are strong enough, they'll come down the slope and can generally be stronger. Davis County, Weber County, as opposed to Salt Lake County, topography is a little different. And we certainly had some winds in Salt Lake County, but nothing that we saw in those counties, and also Box Elder County as well.
And this was kind of the back end of that low-pressure system. Wasn't it kind of the wraparound that we were looking at?
So the winds, you'd have to look at a weather map, but the way the winds were wrapping around this low-pressure way up high, and then that it also has to do with the surface air pressures and that kind of thing. The good news is now that, again, we're looking for those winds to die down. Some of those winds, the strongest, were above 90 miles an hour.
Crazy.
Very, very strong, but yeah, nothing like that now.
I flew out to Denver at 4:20 in the afternoon on Saturday. And they took off to the north into the winds and then turned towards the mountains.
Yes.
It was an e-ticket ride,
I'll
buddy.
I'll bet it was. The funny thing is, you know, sometimes the airport, the winds will be nothing. And then, you know, near the canyons, they'll just be howling. So really funny with our winds when we get an eastern wind. It can be very picky. Let's put it that way.
All right, Grant. Make sure you buckle up on that tough flight.
No kidding.
Right, Tim.